Good afternoon, Commissioners. Maggie Gillum, 860 South Santa Fe. I know that most of you know me, but I've been a volunteer at the animal shelter for over 4 years, and I've had the pleasure of working side by side with Vanessa for those 4 years. I'm also a board member for the Friends of the Salina Animal Shelter and the treasurer since June of 2017. And I know that you're sitting up here and you're hearing all of her great accomplishments, and I know you know all those because they've been in the newspaper, they've been on the radio, they've been in TV. We all know those accomplishments, and they're amazing, but I'm here to tell you about all the things she does behind the scenes that you may never hear about. Vanessa does not clock in at 9 a.m., and she does not clock out at 5 p.m. She is not someone who's just there for a paycheck. She has literally poured her blood, sweat, and tears into managing the animal shelter. She loves her job, she loves animals, and she loves helping people in the community. It's all the little things she does behind the scenes that not only make her a good manager, but also a good leader. Saturday, our shelter participated in a nationwide campaign called Clear the Shelters, and it was very successful, by the way. Even though Vanessa had spent weeks planning this event and was looking forward to it, she was not allowed to be there to help. But do you think she sat at home and watched TV? No. She traveled down to Wichita and volunteered to help them with their event. She was there from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. volunteering. And what were you guys doing on Christmas Day? Because I know I was at home enjoying time with my family. Vanessa was not. She was at the shelter to be on call so that her employees could spend time with their families. There are numerous times she's worked overtime with extra pay, cleaning kennels and doing other tasks, or with no pay, no extra pay, sorry. Cleaning kennels and doing other tasks when staff is called in sick or is on vacation so that other staff members don't have to work overtime. She's personally taken pet food to people in need. She has met people in the middle of the night with their dying animals. She's driven people to the vet with her own car on her time off. She's taken pets home to foster. She's met people at the shelter after hours so that they can pick up her dogs that had gotten loose and were picked up. She's paid people's vet bills with her own money. She has taken adoptable pets to Petco on her days off to try to find them at home. She's driven pets to other rescues on the weekends in her own car, on her own time, paying her own gas. One time she traveled 17 hours on her own just to get a pet to a good rescue. Just recently, she worked for 34 days straight with not a single day off. And I'm guessing that very few of us here in this room love our jobs quite that much to do that. So, Commissioners, the reason you're all sitting up there today is just like me, you want to make Salina a better place. And Salina's already great, but we want the best. We want the best place to live, the best place to work, and the best place to raise a family. As citizens, we deserve the best amenities and facilities, which means we deserve the best people to manage those facilities. And let me tell you, Vanessa Cowie is the best. So thank you, Commissioners and Mayor Ryan, for your time today, and thank you for listening.